So we have something a little different for our sermon today, and I am so pleased to welcome three wonderful and powerful women to come up here and join me. Joy and June and Josephina. We kind of joke that your name had to start with the letter J to be a part of this today. So I heard them share yesterday and today at 8:10. And you are in for a treat as they share some of their testimony.
Hello.
We'll make room.
Yeah. Where are you? Oh, wow. So now I'm starting.
This is new for them to be up in front like that, but we'll get, yep, there you go. Beautiful. Watch.
I got it. Okay.
Just make sure you're all on.
Put it on. This is on, on. Okay,
that's on. Is it okay now?
Yes, it's beautiful.
Oh, wow.
So we, as we celebrate World Communion Sunday, we heard from the scriptures that one of the prayers from Jesus is that we would all be one. Becoming one in a congregation like this, as different as we all are, can sometimes be a challenge as we have different stories, partly based on where our heritage is, partly based on our own life stories and backgrounds, for many different reasons. And so one of the ways that we can become one is by hearing our differences and understanding one another's differences and to celebrate that, which is what we're doing today, to give thanks for the rich traditions that are here in our Trinity congregation. So I asked these women to share a bit out of that, where they have been, where they have come from, and the blessing and challenge of that to their faith today. So as we begin, I want to invite you, each of you, just to start with the first question, which is just to tell us a little bit about who you are and where, what country you, your family or you originally came from and how you got to be here in the United States. Can we start? Yeah.
My name is Suliet Temitokwe Josephina Akinyele. My name again is Suliet Temtokwe Josephina Akinyele. I am from Lagos, Nigeria. People always ask me, how many names do you have? You're Josephina, you're Sulia, you're Temtokwe, which one? I tell them I have five names because both of my family gave me the name. So my mother gave me a name and my father gave me a name, and that combines together to form the name that I have right now. I am currently a senior at Northeastern Illinois University. When I was in Nigeria, I lived with my grandfather, which includes my grandfather, my grandmas, from my brother, my uncle, my mom, my aunts. So my father, grandfather, from my mother's side, got married to two wives. And the reason why was because they were looking for an heir to carry his name, a boy. And so when he got married to the second wife, my mom's mom, who was the first wife, was pregnant with a boy. So patience is virtue. I grew up in my grandfather's house, and we attended Williams Memorial Methodist Church, Agojaye, Ebute Meta, West Lagos. My grandfather was blind, so he asked one of his sons to drive us to church every Sunday. And church in Nigeria is from 7, depending on the church you go to, so it's 7 till 1 o'clock. It's a very long service. In Williams Memorial Methodist Church, my brother and I attended Sunday school, which we did not like to go because we preferred to stay with our in the adult church where my grandfather would stay. But my uncle would tell us to go back to Sunday school. And I came to the United States in May 2010 with my mother and brother. 2 weeks after, I was enrolled into Elk Grove High School in Elk Grove Village. Not everyone understands how hard it is to fit into American culture. I felt out of place when I was in Elk Grove High School. When I graduated from Elk Grove High School and moved and attended Harper College for 3 years in Northeastern Illinois for 2 years, I felt free. Free in the sense that I am in an environment that I'm able to feel comfortable and be who I am. Joining clubs, allowing me to embrace myself. I'm just a girl from Nigeria, just looking for a better life, a better education, and a great job to support my family.
Amen. So, June, would you share a little bit about where you are from originally and how you came to be
okay,
here?
Yes. I'm from Korea. At the time I was born, our country was occupied by Japan since 1910. So they stayed there for 35 years, and I was born in between those years. And life wasn't bad. I mean, for my family, I had three brothers and my sister, five in all. So I was happy in the little family, and I go to school. But we were required to do a lot of things as to support the war against America at that time. And it was sad because we were working so hard for Japanese government. When I was third grade, there was an opportunity for me to meet my friend. She said, "Let's go to church. Do you hear the ringing and church bells? Jesus loves me." "Yes, I do." "So that's what they sing. You wanna go with me?" So I said, "Oh, that's different. I never heard of such thing." So we two girls went there, and it was a small church. People were very nice to me, and we sat on the floor. We sing and read the Bible, and a whole different world for me that time because my parents were in Buddhism, so they practice different things, but it's not organized religion. We go to the mountain to see the monks to pray for our families. So I was just so excited, something new in my life. So by the time I was singing in the choir, little choir group there, and 1945, the World War was ended, right? Mm-hmm. So the country was all torn apart, and Americans won the war, and I really didn't understand any politics at that time, but our life was all torn apart. Mm-hmm. Well, I have to do something, but the family was good. And then 3 years later, Kim Jong-un, who is was our, old neighbor up north. I was from south. So he invaded in 3 years to occupy southern part. Mm-hmm. It was another horrible situation. I had to go to, as a refugee, to southern state because they were pushing down all the time. Mm-hmm. And my mother and I went, and we had a very difficult time there. Not enough food, and school was not equipped to educate us, and I didn't know anybody down there. But we existed for 3 years, and the war ended in truth, and nobody won, and we came back, and my father was alone, and my mother died by the time, secondary to the war. She didn't receive any treatment properly. Mm-hmm. And after a couple of years, my father died. Oh my gosh, what am I gonna do? Because my brothers were all scattered around to serve the country as a soldier. But I, at the time, women were second class in those countries. You're not to be, heard, but just to be seen. And me, a little girl, I just lost. Well, I have a God. Maybe he will help me. So he just pray, and lo and behold, I had a beautiful card and a letter from Pampal, Minnesota lady who was a nurse, and she was really wonderful to me. I was just fascinated how she wrote to me a nice letter, and I responded, and we went on for a few years, and I got the idea. Maybe America is a nice place. Maybe I try to go see and see what education I could get there and improve my life. So I did everything I can, hands on to earn my money. And finally, after 5-6 years, I had applied and I got a job in Philadelphia. So I, my brother said, "Hey, little girl, where are you going alone? Mm-hmm. Oh, don't worry about it. I'll take care of myself." So I rode a long plane ride to Portland, Oregon. And from there, I went to Philadelphia to get a night shift job. I can do anything to earn my living. So I'm here.
Amen. And we'll ask you, there's much more to the story, I know. So we'll ask you a little bit more about that in a moment. So Joy, if you would share a little bit about your roots and how you came to be here.
So I'm Joy Majorada, Filipino, born and raised in Manila, Philippines. The youngest of the 11 child of a United Methodist minister. So in 1964, one of my older sister got sponsored in Skerritt College as an exchange student. From there, she graduated, got married, and settled here in the U.S. From there, she petitioned my mom, and my mom petitioned each one of us. In 1985, my sister and I were the last one to migrate here in the U.S., and we lived in West Virginia for 3 years, then moved to Chicago for a better job and a better diversity. So that's Amen. The story.
Thank you. So next question is a little bit about what you've learned from the way your faith was shaped and rooted in your country of origin and what you take from that now. Yes, make sure both of them are on.
Okay. As I said before, I grew up in a Methodist church in Nigeria, and I came to the United States with my mom, and my mom and I were looking for a Methodist church that was similar to the one in Nigeria. We were walking around our neighborhood, and we found Trinity United Methodist Church. Williams Memorial Methodist Church in Agojaye, Ibutimeta, West Lagos, was a very big church, and everyone knew each other due to the family connection. The way I see my faith in Nigeria and in America is similar because we serve the same one God. Everyone has a reason for attending the church that they are in. My faith is what I am, and it is who I am. God has given me good. God has been good to me in so many ways, and He has given me the opportunity to be in the United States and meet wonderful people.
Amen. And June, you've already told us a little bit about how your family was Buddhist and you became Christian. So
yeah, when I was third grade, I really found, wow, this is a wonderful thing to believe Jesus. Never heard of before that. So it's, awakening is really a miracle to me. And when I landed, I worked very hard, but I always found a church neighborhood. I just go myself. Well, by the time I also married after a few years, and my husband did not go, but I always went myself find some church wherever, Presbyterian and Methodist, doesn't matter to me at that time. And always I was welcomed, and they taught me a lot, all about religion and people and food, and I was just fascinated with your life, and so free. Woman can speak. I said, how can you talk to your husband like that? Oh, yeah, we talk anything we think of it. Really?
Very different from at least the Korea that you were raised in. Oh, it's different today, I know.
Yeah, but that's what I learned. And it was the wrong thing I learned from his perspective. So...
Good. So, Joy, tell us a little bit about how things are, faith is either the same or different from your experience of growing up in the Philippines.
So, in the Philippines, the order of worship in our church is the same as in the United States. The only difference is that during the holidays, we do it differently in our church. Like before Christmas, we celebrate 9 days of Simbang Gabi, which means dawn masses, where we go to church around 5 o'clock in the morning, stay there for an hour, hour and a half. Then after that, we have a fellowship, like light breakfast. And also during the Holy Week, we also celebrate Monday, Thursday, and almost whole day in the church on Good Friday for the 7 Last Word and cantatas.
So the last two questions are just about what is a blessing that you receive from your heritage and the faith that has been shaped by that heritage, and what is a challenge? So why don't you start, Josefina, with what's a blessing that you've received?
Okay. Coming from Nigeria alone is a blessing. Being someone that is from Nigeria is a blessing, because what I have been taught and the discipline that I've got helped me to build myself to who I am today. I have received a lot of blessing from God. For example, graduating from Elk Grove High School, graduating from Harper College, and now about to graduate in May to get my undergrad in social work with a minor in teaching English as a second language. From the day I came to United States, it has been a challenge, but I believe God has a purpose for me, just as he said in Jeremiah 29:11, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." I do believe that God has given me the hope and to believe in myself and to keep moving and never give up.
Amen. And how about you?
Yeah, I believe like a song, you know, once you found Jesus, never let him go. And so I just hung on to him because I'm all alone, and my husband doesn't go to church with me, but I was in the choir and tried to learn everything as much as I can absorb the new culture and religion. So I was totally, you know, busy to do that. Meantime, I raised my 3 children and I went to school. It took 10 years to finish my degree, but at last I did. And also what happened was my marriage gone, you know. So, well, I have to survive. God will help me, you know. She just pushed me, go ahead. You came all the way from there, and why can't you do something about it? So I decided to come to Chicago because I already can work at the hospital. So at the Holy Family Hospital, I got a job right away, and I came, and I went to this place, Evangelical Free Church. I was there a few years, and more I found I was disappointed that women not allowed to teach Bible class or speaking in front of church like a pastor. I said, that's not right. And it said, well, June, you read the Bible. It's all in there. You're wrong. Oh, I don't think so. So I'm going to go somewhere else. Oh, go ahead, you know. So I came here 2004 and found everything I want. And my children were raised in the church, but they are not coming to the God yet. I hope I pray every day, and for my those 2 grandchildren, and hopefully we all, you know, get to meet Jesus one day. And that's my prayer each day. Thank you.
Amen. How about you, Joy?
So my blessing is usually, it's love, unity, and sharing among my church family and also from my family itself, because we help each other to come over here in the United States. Mm-hmm. There's, as you see, 11 of us. So.
So I wonder what challenges. Yes, yes, June.
I came here and it was wonderful, friendly church, but I was dying to sing in the choir, and I was at the time in the art class, tried to paint something, and my friend there, Barb Gagno. Mm-hmm.
We know her.
Yes. She said, why don't you, before I came to this church, I met her in the class, why don't you come to our church to sing with us? Because I'm in the choir. Oh, really? So that was the greatest motivation. I came and, very happy, blessed ever after.
Wonderful. So especially in this day and age, all of us are challenged as Christians to learn from around the world and to hear stories of faith that come to us through different contexts. So I wonder if you could just share with us, what are some of the challenges that you experience as you seek to be a person of faith in a multicultural world, perhaps sometimes being the minority, either ethnically or as a Christian? What are some challenges that that you face that you'd like to share? Let's go this way.
So I'm a nurse at Lutheran General. So I face this challenge every day that I work. Some of my patients does not believe in God, and that there are many patients that I encounter with that are very sick. And there are times that I offer prayers or a pastoral care, and they refuse that. So 2 weeks ago, I did have a patient that, an elderly, not too old, but I told her, I said, I'm going to start your IV, and she told me right away that she is a very hard stick, so make sure that you know what you're doing. That's what she told me. And so I said, well, it's our policy that we have to try it twice, and if we don't get it, we have to call the anesthesiologist to do it. And so she let me. I look and look and look, and I got it. So I was so happy, and I said, I blurted out, thank you, Jesus. And then so she looked at me and said, I don't know how to thank him. If I'm Jewish, she said, I don't believe in Jesus. So
thankfully, we worship one God, yes. How about you, Josephina?
So we all face different challenges in our lives and that we look up to God for assistance. For example, the way I grew up and the way I was raised is a different culture, different tradition, and making friends and trying to connect with people my age is quite a challenge because they don't understand my point of view of what I'm saying, and so I have to be able to explain and be open-minded a little bit more to communicate with them, and so that's been a challenge. And I don't really have much friends that are my age more. I usually have more older ones because they understand me more and they give me the best advice that I need to move on with my life. And if I need anything, I know I can always go to them for advice, but I can never go to people my age for any kind of question or any kind of assistance. So that's a challenge that it's like an everyday kind of thing.
June, we'll let you have the last word here. What's a challenge?
When I came here in 1960, the place I was living, they're very, very, I couldn't find any Korean people at that time. And I moved to Missouri. I couldn't find any of my neighbors. So I was just totally, overwhelmed. And when I had children, they all went to school, and they don't know how to speak English. Of course, it was difficult to teach them. So I did not have any chance to meet Koreans when I was living here. Mm-hmm. Of course, when I came here to Chicago, I found a lot of people, but it is hard to crack in the group that I don't know. They're all cliquey people culturally. They're nice, but by the time I was here, arrived in Chicago. I had to make my mind. I had a mixed emotion. What about gonna do? Do I live, you know, in Korean style forever, or just go over there? Mm-hmm. So, looking at my, you know, all my children and their spouses and my grandchildren, I'll be the loser if I'm alone. You know, not going to the other side. So I, you know, decided I'm gonna stay in this church.
Yes.
Instead of, you know, many anywhere else, and
yeah.
I'm really blessed.
Thank you. Thank you. Let's give them a hand for sharing. And will you be in prayer with me as we close? Gracious God, we're so thankful for these stories, the richness, the heritage, the blessings, the hardships, the challenges, and the hope that we hear. May you continue to bless these women as they have taken the time to share with us today. May the ripple effects be seen in our congregation as we strive to be one, but also to hear one another in our differences and our diversity that God has blessed us with. We pray all this now in your holy name. Amen.